It's 20 minutes after 5 in the morning. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. We're also going to be talking to former KVI host, Purple Heart recipient Brian Suits, at the top of the hour at 6:04, asking Brian what his take is on the Bergdahl prisoner hostage swap, where we let 5 Taliban commanders out of Gitmo in exchange for Bergdahl. I said that there's 2 people I want to hear. I want to hear from Brian, and boy, oh boy, do I want to hear. And we know what John McCain has had to say about this. We'll have details on that. And I want to know what Ralph Peters, Fox News military analyst, the author of some great books on the military, fiction and nonfiction alike, and the author of that great Civil War novel, Hell or Richmond. Ralph Peters, good morning. Welcome to 570 KVI.
Hey, always great to speak with you.
Ralph, I'll just ask it real quickly, real simply. Should the president have made this deal?
No. No. Now, let me be clear. I'm glad for his family's sake that Bergdahl is home. However, we just violated our own promise never to negotiate with terrorists. More important still, we told the whole world, hey, it's okay. You can negotiate with terrorists. You can do prisoner swaps. And because the Americans do it. And make no mistake, this is going to lead to kidnappings of more Americans and others in the future. President Obama just, in order to get a brief photo op and a brief positive headline, he destroyed global solidarity in our struggle against terrorists. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. And Secretary Hagel, who clearly lives on another planet at this point, has been trying to defend it, saying, well, the United States did not negotiate with terrorists because the Qataris were the intermediaries. They negotiated with the terrorists. Oh, come on. I mean, look, whether we did it directly or did it through intermediaries, I cannot speak this morning, we negotiated with terrorists, and it was the wrong thing to do.
Now, people say, all right, then, how do you get back a POW?
Well, first of all, we have tried for 5 years, and I have never seen my friends in the military so furious about what happened over the weekend. They don't mind Bergdahl coming back to his family, but they're outraged that he's being made into a hero when we lost, according to my friends in the military, 5 Americans killed and a bunch wounded looking for this guy over the years. And they're outraged that the president, our president, the commander-in-chief, made this big deal photo op with the parents of a man that those in the uniform believe was a deserter after the VA scandal. I mean, during this whole VA scandal, the president didn't show up for a big photo op with the parents of disabled veterans, but he shows up with the crazy family of a deserter for a big photo op. And, you know, there's so many layers to this problem. First of all, Bergdahl is a darling for the left. He's the perfect soldier for the American left because he turned his back on the military. He turned his back on the comrades. And for, you know, as far as they're concerned, that's fine.
By the way,
that's cool.
I should point out his own journals and his emails home, which were shared with a reporter for Rolling Stone a couple of years ago, reinforce everything that Ralph Peters is now saying. At one point, he was so disillusioned with the mission and what was going on in Afghanistan that he said, I am ashamed to be an American.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not giving you my opinion. I am passing on what I'm hearing from my friends in the military because I didn't want to comment on this. I mean, to me, it's just so ugly and bogus. It's stupid. But my friends in the military said, you got to say something because we can't. We're still in uniform. And I mean, they are really, really furious. And there's real fear that the president is going to make this guy into a hero, that Hagel's not going to go through a 15-6 investigation, because if this guy, and his buddy certainly believes so, if this guy is a deserter, or if the Army downgrades it to AWOL status, he should not get an honorable discharge. I mean, great that he's home with his family. Fine, wonderful. And I actually personally don't want him to go back, go to prison, even though that's a penalty for desertion, because I mean, he's clearly, you know, he's been through an ordeal. He's paid it. He's been in prison. But I think the real outrage for military people would be if, on top of all this, on top of losing lives to rescue this guy over the years, he were given an honorable discharge. I mean, that would be the final straw for many people in the military.
Also, I should point out that the people who appear least sympathetic and least supportive to this deal that resulted in Bo Bergdahl's release are the guys who served with him on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. The people that served in his unit, the unit that Bergdahl walked away from, you want to keep them away from Bergdahl because they lynched that guy. I mean, they hate him. And it's just serious. I mean, I was actually surprised at the extent and the speed of the reaction from those in uniform and from veterans. I mean, the president really didn't call this one very, very well. And again, you know, look, glad for his family that he's back. But why didn't the president pay more attention? How about having the families of the five soldiers that were killed looking for Bergdahl? How about having them at the White House and giving them a hug? I mean, for the president's tone deaf about how our military feels about things, and to a large extent, he doesn't even care. But it's just such an insult. It's not a slap in the face; it's a punch in the face when the president of the United States makes a hero out of a deserter.
I'd also like to know, Ralph, how many American lives were lost in the apprehension of the five Taliban commanders that we just released?
Yeah. Well, and how many are going to be lost in the future? Because the one senior Taliban guy that was released from Gitmo went back and became an important military commander for the Taliban. And the idea that, well, we're going to supervise these guys in Qatar for a year, and presumably by then they'll all be, you know, happy campers and will, you know, convert to the California lifestyle. I mean, man, these are bad hombres. These are the top dangerous guys. There's a reason they weren't released from Guantanamo earlier. And by the way, for the president, see, the president thinks that everything's political for this guy. And so for him, well, he gets to put the VA scandal behind him briefly, have a positive headline with the parents of Bo Bergdahl, and at the same time, he gets to get rid of five guys at Gitmo because he still wants to close Gitmo. And so Americans are going to be kidnapped because of the prisoner swap, and more Americans and others, including innocent Afghans, are going to be killed because these guys, most of them will be gone. They won't even last a year in Qatar. They'll be gone back to Afghanistan. They'll escape before that. But even if they stay the whole year, they are going to go back and lead jihad. I mean, they're going to be here. They are heroes. These guys are now heroes to the Taliban, to Islamist extremists everywhere. So this could not have been screwed up more badly. I mean, it just utterly despicable. And oh, by the way, the president also violated the law by not notifying Congress. He didn't notify Congress because he knew Congress wouldn't go along with releasing these five top-level Taliban terrorists.
Well, here's the part of this that baffles me. Notify Congress doesn't mean sending out a press release. It could mean a phone call to Mike Rogers over in House Intelligence and Dianne Feinstein over in the U.S. Senate, who had Senate Intelligence. I mean, that would be notifying Congress, but he wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. But, you know, again, for me, you know, just to sum it, the bottom line is, like, fine as Bergdahl's home with his family, that's great. But don't make a hero out of this guy. The heroes are the men and women who stood to their posts, who didn't walk away from their buddies, who fought, some of whom died, others whom will be disabled for life. Those are the heroes. And portraying this guy as a hero it's hard to imagine a graver insult to the men and women in uniform who do their duty. And the other thing, the other bottom line is, the president has now formally negotiated with terrorists, spin it as he may, and we are going to pay a terrible price.
Ralph Peters, Fox News military analyst, author of Hell or Richmond, thanks again for joining me here at Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Always great speaking to you.